is Rose Ryan Douglas. Get informed with Larry and John right now and stay informed with the KDKA Afternoon News from 3 to 6 on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA at 743. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. You know, since the death of Mike Webster, actually, I think this town has been unbelievably focused on the issue of concussions and alumni in football. But more recently, with Tony Dorsett joining the lawsuit against the NFL on Friday, it really has brought the issue into the forefront. And in his interview with the Associated Press, listen closely to Tony Dorsett's voice as he talked about his concern for his future and for his children.
Right now, it concerns me quite a bit. You know, I have an 8-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old daughter. Obviously, I got my son and my 20-year-old daughter, but I don't want to get into the point where it turns into dementia, Alzheimer's. I don't want that.
Again, the voice of Tony Dorsett. Joining us is Mike Ditka, who needs no introduction in this town. Now, Coach, you have long been a champion of trying to get alumni some medical help from the NFL, and now your thoughts on hearing what Tony Dorsett's had to say in just the last few days.
Well, it's really what Tony said is the truth. I mean, and, you know, the head injuries thing going back for a lot of years were just looked at as, you know, you got a dinger, you went back in there, nobody understand the consequences, and probably rightfully so, nobody understood what it would mean later in life to a lot of these people. Then you go through people like Mick Tinglehoff and Mike Webster and Jim Ringo, who all played as the position of center, and you see what has happened to them. I mean, and the Steve Peel, we could go on and on and on with a number of guys who are suffering from dementia. Now, is it directly correlated to concussion? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you that it's pretty interesting when you start looking at it. And I think the league realizes that now, and they're looking at that very, very seriously.
You know, Coach, we had Bubby Brister on with us yesterday, and he was talking about this issue and saying that, you know, when he was playing, and that wasn't that terribly long ago, I think his last season was 2000, you know, the attitude was, hey, you got your bell rung, you shook it off, and you got back in there. And he feels like, in a lot of cases, that it just wasn't taken that seriously then.
He's absolutely right. I mean, it was kind of like a mark of courage. I mean, you know, you got your bell rung and dinger, you know, you're a tough guy, you're going back on the field. You're not going to let your teammates or the coaches down or the team down. And I think that's the way a lot of guys thought. And they thought that probably for the right reasons, because nobody understood what the consequences were going to be long term. Now people are starting to find out what the consequences. The league has done a much better job. You know, they've done a tremendous job in not letting people who are concussed play the following week. But even that, you don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. But the thing that all we're trying to do is help some people. But the league has to understand that they've got to put programs in place to take care of these guys down the line. And they got to make the current players understand that they have an obligation and responsibility to the former players, because the game is what it is today because of people who played it before them.
They stood on the shoulders of giants. You're absolutely right, Coach. While we have you, thoughts on the Super Bowl?
Well, first thing I would tell you guys that the city of Indianapolis deserves a pat on the back. It would be a lot like the city of Pittsburgh, believe me. Everything was centrally located. They did a great, great job. I mean, I've been to Miami and Dallas, and I've been all over the Super Bowls everywhere, Tampa. I don't know that anybody really did a better job in Indianapolis. So in saying that, I congratulate the city. The game was great. It was a good game. It was a very good game between two very good teams. I mean, they were very evenly matched, and I thought it would be that way. I thought the Giants were a little better. If you look at everything they do, the whole area of work that they do, I think offensively, defensively, I thought they were a little bit better in a lot of areas. But the Pats, I mean, when you got Brady, you've got a chance. You know, and again, it comes down to one or two plays, and I'm not going to get into all the plays, but the play that the receiver made was for the Giants, I think it was Manningham, was a great catch. I mean, Walker catches that ball about 15 out of 16 times, but he didn't catch it that time. So it's hard to explain why things happen, but it happened. And you take, you know, going back 2 weeks ago, you know, both games were centered on special teams plays. So, you know, it's pretty hard to say that this wasn't a great football game. I don't care if you're a Patriot fan or a Giant fan. I mean, this was good for the NFL. I think people all over the country like to see a game like this. This was not some dumb blowout. This was a close football game between two very evenly matched teams who deserved to be there.
Hey, Coach, the news that's breaking here in Pittsburgh is that Todd Haley's being brought here as the new offensive coordinator coming back from Kansas City. Of course, he's a local guy. People know him. Your thoughts on that, and will he be the kind of driving force that Ben Roethlisberger needs?
Well, you know, I think sometimes, I don't care how good you are or what a great name you have, right, there's always room for improvement. And I think Todd being a stickler for the things, doing things, do things the right way or wrong way, or do the things that are acceptable, but you got to do them the right way. Not some of the time, but all the time. And, you know, that requires a lot of discipline. Sometimes maybe that's the only thing that's missing. And, I played ball with his father, Dick, at Pitt. And, I don't know Todd that well, but I know he's a tough-minded guy. And I think sometimes when you're tough-minded in this sport today, people say, well, he's not a player's coach. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of ways to get the best out of your players. Sometimes you can buddy up to them, but sometimes you got to take a stance and say, hey, here's what's got to be done. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's why we're going to do it, and let's go do it. And period, it comes down to that.
Well, it sounds like another coach you used to know, John. Somebody you know? Well, hey, Coach, we appreciate your time. Tom Brady's wife said offhanded, and it was captured on tape, that her husband can't blank catch the ball and throw it. They're making a lot out of that today. I guess now with cell phones and everything.
I think as much as she knows about football, you got to let that flow right on by. You have to let that go.
Mike Ditka knows.
I don't know if it's pumped up or stuff.
Hey, your wife never said anything to get you in trouble, did she?
Well, probably, but not about football.
I would say it'd be more heavily weighted the other direction.
Yeah, maybe true.
Mike knows a lot about steaks, by the way, Ditka's restaurant here. You're doing well with the restaurant, Coach?
Yeah, Pat's doing a great job in Pittsburgh, and we have one in Chicago, two in Chicago. We're very proud of what we've done. We think we do a good job, and my partner is outstanding, and he does a great job in operating them.
Hey, by the way, did you see the HBO special on Namath, the documentary?
I saw parts of it. I really enjoyed it. You know, I played baseball against his older brother, Frank, and I knew about Joe coming up, you know, being from the Valley and him from Beaver Falls, but that was really good. I thought it was really good. I think people really, you know, you look at Joe Namath, you say, wow, this guy could throw the – but what a good athlete he was in every area. I mean, what a great athlete he was. I mean, he could really run to the ball. He was fast. You know, he could do a lot of things well, but he was special. I mean, he made the game a hell of a lot better and more fun because he played the game, but he had fun doing it.
He sure did. And, another one of those guys from Beaver County.
Yeah.
Good props.
Very special.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate
it. God bless you guys. You take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Iron Mike Ditka on KDKA.